Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are back talking money forever and ever, talking money. 40 years of talking money, and we're going to keep doing that today, keep educating, because the lack of education will cost you money. And the goal is, when we do these shows, my whole mindset has been that if you're giving good facts and information, you can make good choices. And so we're going to do that. I want to give you a couple of dates you can mark on your calendar, and we'll be promoting all of this at RoyMatlockJr.com. November 8th, I'm going to put we have our monthly, what I call educational webinar, but it's 40 of my best ideas over 40 years in finance, and we'll be doing that. So check out RoyMatlockJr.com, and then put a place on your calendar for November 20th, and I'll be with a group of real estate gurus. I'll be speaking at Rocket Town here in Nashville. Pace Morby, Bill Faith, and Atticus LeBlanc. You can check these guys out, but they're everything from short-term rentals. And so if you have an inkling that you want to find out more about, you know, real estate, rentals, all the things that go along with that, you should attend that. It's actually, we'll be getting in the near future the tickets in where you can go for our listeners and get free access. And this is an unbelievable deal we're doing. So anyway, I wanted to start today and just talk about what the wealthy do that most people don't. You know, that's, you know, the beginning. This is what the show's going to be. What do the wealthy do that most people don't? And the mindset to begin with is that when you think about achieving something, you just don't accidentally get there. I'll give you an example. If you go hunting and you see a deer and you're trying to shoot the deer, you don't aim at a rock on the side of the mountain hoping to get a lucky ricochet. You say, hey, I'm going to take aim. This is where I want to go. And what happens is that the most important part you can do is will it. And what I mean by willing it goes back to my first, one of my first books I was told to read called Think and Grow Rich. And it talks about how important it is to, you know, put your goals on paper. And, you know, I think it's page 37. If you don't read anything else, read page 37 of Think and Grow Rich. And it shows you how to turn your desires into riches. And it starts with getting a goal. What is it you want to do? And then you work out and you have a plan. I kind of shortened it to your GPS, your goal, your plan, your schedule. And then what happens is you start looking at that every day. You get your written plan. I've been doing this since 1987, 86, something like that, putting my written goals. And now it's like, it's not just written goals. It's like the details. It's like about 80 pages. I mean, it's got everything from finance to personal, everything goes along with it. But the point being is that then you start looking at it and you start paying attention to it. And like magic, things start happening, you know, circumstances, people show up, all these different things that go along with it. And if you don't believe it, then try it. And if you've been doing it, I can assure you that you know how it works. Doesn't happen overnight, but over a period of time, you create what is called a mindset. And that mindset is that you made a, you decided. And once you decide to do something, you end up getting there. And for some of you right now, you have wanted to, you know, get your finances fixed. And you've made a decision. And once you make a decision, you do it. And so the first step that you need to be thinking about is getting a goal in place. Now, I always like to, you know, monetize goals into, you know, an example. And so what is it that we want? We want to have what is called do-nothing money. So right now, if you were to say to yourself, right now, if I quit work right now, if I had no more income right now, how long do I have before I run out of money? The goal is to start out, you want to have at least 3 months of income. All right, that's an emergency fund. In the case you lose, you know, really maybe more than that, you know, if you're a single breadwinner, if you're married and you got two incomes, maybe 3 months of liquidity. And then you start going, you say, well, after that, I'm going to keep that liquid. I'm going to get other investments going. And then maybe you have 1 year of income. And then you have 5 years of income, and then you have 10 years of income, and then one day you have unlimited income that never ends. And that's what the goal is. It's called do-nothing money. The rule of thumb is 16 to 20 times your desired income is what you need to accumulate in order to be able to say, hey, I'm done. I'm never going to run out of money. So 20 times your income, if you're making 100 grand a year, that's 2 million bucks. 2 million at 5%, that's going to get you 100 grand a year. And I know the 4% rules and all that kind of stuff, but if you manage your money across asset classes and, you know, pull from the right places when markets are down, you know, you'll probably be just fine doing a 5% mindset. But the point being is that that's a rule of thumb. If you want to be more aggressive, you say, well, I'm going to do 25 times. That's 4%. Or you have a fluctuating income each year. And when the market's up, you pull 6% out. When the market's down, you pull 6% of a lesser amount. You can do a lot of different ways of doing it. But the long and short of it is that we have a goal. So we get our goal in place and we put it on paper. And then we go from there and we go into our plan. All right. And our plan is, okay, first things, what is it going to take to get to that number? And when is our schedule that we want to do? We want to do it in 20 years. You then take and use a simple compound interest calculator. You can go onto sec.gov calculator, and it will give you the calculator where you can say, hey, I got this much money. I want to accumulate this. What do I need to save each month? If I put money in, you know, $100 for every $100 a month I invest at this rate, it's going to do this. It's a really good calculator, sec.gov calculator, and you'll be able to get that, and that will give you an idea on how to calculate. So now we've got our goal. We start working on our plan. We said, where do we get the interest rates? How do we figure that out? So that's where we're going to get into today, into how to, you know, take and do the things that you need to be doing. So we start with that, and we have our schedule. So we have our financial GPS, and our financial GPS walks us down the line, and we get up every morning, and we say, okay, what's the goal? All right. The goal is to, you know, really I tell people always, you know, the most important goal you can have is to grow your income. And you come up with a plan to grow my income. We're going to work on that. We want to keep growing our income. That way we are always able to save money. And then we want to maintain our expenses and then save about 25%, put it into different things. And then you're on track. And then you start looking at your schedule and you're off to the races. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. If you're enjoying the show, visit roymatlockjr.com. We have tons of resources to help you with your money. Also, we have our podcast on any place podcasts are there. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit roymatlockjr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, back segment two of the Money and Business Hour. My name is Roy Matlock Jr., and we are talking today about what the wealthy do that most people don't, and it begins with a written plan. Most people will spend more time planning their vacation than their finances. A written plan increases the opportunity or the chance that you will follow through, and if you revisit it and update it annually, you will start developing a mindset, a money mindset. And it's interesting about people who get that mindset, they get their enjoyment by the fact that they have more security in their life. Rather than spending money, they are more inclined to want to save money and invest money. I'll never forget my daughter, who's 33. Of course, I've been doing this before she was born, and she was at Home Depot one day, and she had a bunch of stuff that she was getting for her house, and she looked at her in the basket, and she's like, you know, I don't even need this, all right? I mean, this is, why am I doing this, all right? And she told me, she said, she don't know what really happened to her, but she turns around and she says, I just put back stuff and saved about $100. And I said, well, Emily, did you save $100 or did you just not spend that $100 today? And it kind of got me down a track of spend it or save it. And so then we started talking about that. And then I started telling people, you know, you can open a growth fund for $250 and attach your checking account to it. And so if you do that, then if you have those nights that you say, yeah, I think I'm going to go home and save the money rather than going to eat, and you decide that you are going to save that money, it's $50 for dinner, whatever it is, you can pull your phone out and you can go in there and put $50 in. First time I ever did this, I was at a restaurant sitting there, and the bartender was I'd had a glass of wine, and I said, how much are the wines? How much is a glass of wine? He saw it's like $14. I wasn't in a real expensive place. And he said, $14. I said, really? I said, nah, I think I'm going to save the money instead. And I pulled my phone out, and I said, yeah, I just put it in my mutual fund instead. And he looked at me like, man, I want one of those. And so if you'd like something fun like that, you could do that for your children as well. $250. How about that? Rather than open up a savings account, you can do like Amazon. You can save money 24 hours a day from anywhere that there's a phone or a computer rather than spend it. So you can take that and do that. But visit RoyMatlockJr.com. We'll be happy to set that up for you. It's a fun way to get going. Also, it's a great way to get your kids trained. So anyway, so that's a starting point. So what we want to do is get savings as a priority. We want to start by paying ourselves first. We want to get the mindset that savings is a bill. We're going to automate it. What I mean by automated, you get it automatically coming out of your checking account every month, automatically coming out of your paycheck through a retirement plan, whatever it may be. And you want to make sure that at a very minimum, it's 10%. And you want to do it now rather than later. Biggest mistake people make in getting ahead financially is procrastination. Let me give you an example. So let's say that you, over a 30-year period, you accumulated $500,000, all right? And to accumulate that $500,000, you said, well, you know what? I'm getting 7%, all right? And so $500,000 at 7%, that means your money doubles in 10 years. And the other person started 10 years prior to you, saved the same amount of money. The only difference is that last $500,000 doubled once, so they got $1 million. They just beat you by $1 million because they started 10 years sooner. So that's the idea behind getting moving. All right, so we're going to pay ourselves first. We're not going to procrastinate. We're going through. We're at the end of 10 months right now, and you don't want to let another day go by that you don't have something going. All right, and the whole idea is wealth is built by consistency, not occasional effort. You set something up, you let it ride, you implement it, and it happens. You know, I always tell when I meet with clients and my advisors meet with clients, I tell them, I say, look, here's what I am. I'm an implementer of financial independence. I'm an implementer. You come to me, it gets done. You think about getting it done, it doesn't get done. You come to us, we get it done. When we get done, you're going to understand, and it's going to be implemented. And the most important thing that I can do to help people is get it something every single month coming out of their paycheck, coming out of their bank account, and then it's on autopilot. You know, I've got one of my guys that he came to me. Now he's got $4,000 a month, all right, going into investments. Think about that. How exciting is $4,000 a month? I mean, to be able to have that automatically yanked out of the account and moving. So pay yourself first is one of my big components. The next one is we're going to maximize retirement plan contributions. There's a lot of different ways. You've got 401ks and you've got SEPs and 403bs, all these different things, 457 plans. But think of it this way. You got corporate plans and you got individual plans. Corporate plans, you're going to go in and take advantage of your 401k, take advantage of your matching funds, all the things like that. If you don't know what to do, then you pick your target dates. That's what I always tell people. If you don't have more information to be able to look at stuff, pick the target date. What is a target date? Target date is take your birth year, add 65 to it, and that will get you on track. All right. Put as much as you can in, get your matching funds for sure. And then what's going to happen is a lot of your funds might be you put in three, they match three, you put in six, they match 3%, whatever it may be. But either way, if you put it in and you're getting free money and a tax deduction, that's cool. Then once we do that, We can decide later if we want to do something like a Roth 401k, whatever it may be. But the bottom line is that if you buy a deductible 401k, 403b, whatever it may be, 457, if you do that and invest that, you're going to get a tax benefit from that. That tax benefit could be the buy one, get one free. You could take that and stick it into a Roth IRA and get a tax-free growth on the tax savings that you got. That's a pretty good idea. If you're an independent contractor, you might look at a SEP or a solo 401k. In the case with a SEP, it's primarily for people that are, you know, solo people, or you can do a solo 401k. So there's things like that, but we want to take advantage of all the tax deductions. Had a client of mine call, and you know, she was very upset because she had a bunch of taxes to do and to pay. And I said, look at it this way, and then the reason you're having to pay taxes on this is an investment that made money. All right. We'll try everything we can to defer it, but this was an account that wasn't deferred to begin with. It couldn't have been. It was a stock plan. And to get it to where it is what it is. But good news is you're paying taxes. And when you're paying taxes on that kind of stuff, it's because you made money. All right. I like making money. That's what I like to do. So we want to take advantage of our retirement plan contributions. We implement something called dollar cost averaging that goes along with pay yourself first. The idea is when you invest a set amount, regardless of market conditions, it reduces the your emotional worries and things like that. And what happens is we automatically, when we're dollar cost averaging, when we're into the accumulation phase, heck, we want the market to go down. I'd rather it go down for a while and then let me buy at a discount every month. And then one day when it recovers, I've been buying all of my stocks and, you know, funds at a discount. Give you an example, back in 2007, really 2006, the market hit a peak. It was down consistently until 2012. So that means that any money that was there, you had to ride it out. But if you were buying during that time, investing in your 401k, investing in an automatic draft on a retirement account or any type of investment, what ended up happening is you were making money on all those down shares. And then what happened is the money that you had in there came back and you were off to the races. Now, that was good for someone to accumulate. Now, if you're not in the accumulation stage, meaning you're at the retirement stage, that's why we diversify and we have some things that we can pull from that are not in the market. Therefore, when the market's down, we pull from different things. I call them risk buckets and tax buckets, and we'll get into that when we come back from the break. So, but the whole point being is that when you're putting together a plan and you have it in a written form and you start doing things that make sense, like pay yourself first, you want to dollar cost average, you consistently make it happen, this is the way it works. So, visit RoyMatlockJr.com, and we will help you get your money right. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr., segment 3. If you're tuning in now, visit RoyMatlockJr.com, and we've got over 200 segments that I know of, and you can search those segments, the podcast segments, and if you just want to put in a certain keyword, it'll go through. We've got all of those tagged in a way that you can just get answers to your questions, things like that. And I had mentioned earlier, November 8th, we have our monthly, we do this once a month, where we do a consumer-facing webinar. You can jump on there. This is going to be 40 years of my 40 best ideas. So you can tune in there and then mark your calendar for November 20th. If you are in have any inkling to have anything to do with learning about real estate, investing, Airbnbs, all these different things, I'll be speaking at an event. We're going to be putting it on the website here shortly, and you can get tickets. But it's going to be at Rocket Town here in Nashville. So with that being said, so far we've talked about number one, have a plan. Number two, pay yourself first. Number three, use dollar cost averaging to pay yourself first. That means pay yourself first is 10 to 25% of your money into savings. Best way to do it is to set up an automatic investment account where it goes in automatically. It could go to retirement plan contributions through work. You've got work, which is 401k, 403b, 457. You put those in, you get tax deductions. You got traditional IRAs, you got deductible IRAs, you got something called a backdoor IRA. If you make too much money, you can do a backdoor Roth IRA. I have a lot of clients that do that where they've got extra money, they make too much, they're covered under a retirement plan, so they make too much to actually contribute. So they can put it in a non-deductible traditional IRA and immediately convert it to a Roth. And now they've got tax-free money with no RMDs. That's required minimum distributions they have to take. Then we diversify across asset classes. Now, your time, you know, is the key to everything. How much time do you have before you're going to need to pull the money? You know, the closer you are to retirement, we back it down. And the reason we back it down is we don't want to have a retirement plan, all of our money in the stock market, and have a 2006 to 2012, you know, market. It's called bad sequencing of returns. So we want to put ourselves in a position to have different risk buckets. So I'm going to give you some examples about different buckets. So we have stocks, bonds, we have cash, and we have annuities. So what are the different things? So cash is simple. It's a money market account. It might be a bank account, something like that. It's got FDIC insurance, or in the case with a money market account, like through a fund, you know, it doesn't have that insurance, but it's they've never seen one that's lost the dollar value. It's a dollar, always valued at a dollar. And those money market accounts tend to pay about like a CD if you get them through a brokerage account, except if you have access to them. So you have cash. So that could be a bank, savings, whatever it may be. If you go with bonds, that would be in after cash. That would be a debt security. Big companies borrow money. For instance, Exxon needs to borrow some money. Chances are Exxon's going to be around. So all of these bonds are rated. Exxon would be a very highly rated on its credit worthiness. And what happens when you buy a bond, if the company does go under, the bondholders are first in line. So chances are you're not going to lose your money unless it has no market value of the company. But they're more conservative. And they pay income, and the income that they pay is the income that is companies, corporate bonds, government bonds, municipal bonds that borrow money from the public, and they do put it into a bond. And so more conservative than stocks. Stocks, of course, are ownership in a company, ownership meaning that you're putting at risk your money, betting on the fact that a company is going to do well. I never recommend people try to buy individual stocks. I always tell them to put it into a fund, let a professional money manager do that for you. But the whole idea behind what's the difference in, you know, going to the bank and putting it in the stock market, well, here's the difference. You could own stock in the bank, or you could loan your money to the bank at 2 or 3%. And what the bank will do is they'll take the 2 or 3% that they borrow and loan it back on a house or a credit card or whatever it may be, and they make a spread. Most people tell me that they believe they would make more money on the spread than they would putting their money in the bank as a depositor. You say, well, how do I do that? Well, you would own stock in the bank. And you say, well, I don't know which bank to own stock in. So what we recommend is we let professional money managers research and diversify your money across many, many banks and other companies that are, you know, companies that we do business with that tend to always be around. You know, I haven't seen very many McDonald's go under. And so all these different companies, and then you get a diversified portfolio of stocks. You do the same thing with bonds, and that's called stock funds, bond funds, or ETFs that own, that's exchange-traded funds that own those type of things. So then over a period of time, what we learn is that the market goes up about 3 years and down 1 year. It's like up three steps, down one step. It doesn't always happen that way, but on average, that's what's happened. About 74% of the time, the market's up. The other 26% of the market's down. And so we need to be in a position, if we need money on those years that the markets are down, we need to have other places to pull from. That's why we have risk buckets like bonds and cash or money markets, that kind of thing. And then we had one more thing to help offset risk, and that is through an insurance company. It's called an annuity. What is an annuity? Well, an annuity has got several benefits to it. Now, first off, when you buy an annuity, the insurance company is backing it up. So you want to make sure that the insurance company is high, at least an A-rated insurance company, because if they go under, that's the risk involved. But for doing that, you get some benefits. Typically, you get a higher rate of return than you might at a bank that's FDIC insured. You also, because it's tied to insurance, you get tax deferral. That tax deferral will give you on money that you're not using, all right? It will grow tax deferred until you pull it out. So that's beneficial. I always tell people, let's don't pay taxes on money we're not using. All right. So that makes no sense, because if we're paying taxes on money we're not using, we're having to get up and go to work every day just to own our money. And I don't like that. So I would rather defer it. That doesn't mean all of it needs to be deferred, but some more than not after the emergency fund and some opportunity money. And then annuities also provide lifetime income guarantees. So one of the big fears that people have when they retire is that, you know, they live to 100, but they run out of money when they're 85. And so what an annuity does, coupled with Social Security, that means that you're going to get lifetime income for as long as you live. Now, if you die soon, there will be money left over in the account. The old annuities wasn't that way. But if you live too long, and what I mean by living too long, you live to 102 like my mother. All right, she's still kicking right around at 102. And it's funny, right before her birthday, she got COVID. And we're like, oh, man, what's going to happen? Didn't do nothing to her. We just had to push the birthday back about a week, and everything was fine. But if you live to 102 and you don't have income since you were 85, that would be bad. And so annuities tied with Social Security give you lifetime incomes. So that's why we do that. And then what we do is by diversifying across asset classes, we allow ourselves a smoother ride. It allows us to have smoother long-term returns. And then when we go across different retirement type plans between, you know, tax deductible to tax free to different savings plans that have taxation to it, we have tax buckets and then we have risk buckets. And when we do things like that, it puts us in a position where we're comfortable. You're like, ah, the market's down. All right, well, you know, I've got some cash over here. Maybe it's a good time to invest. We buy at a discount. The market's up. Maybe this is a good time for us to, take some of that top off and use that to live on now. All right. Maybe interest rates are up. You know, we're getting bonds. They're getting 6%. That's positive. Rates go down, bonds go up. That's good. All right. Rates go down, stocks go up usually. I mean, I can go on and on, but what it does, and then we got our guaranteed income if we're retired. So we're rocking there. So we're doing it all. That's what we do. All right, so here's what I would say to you. Go to RoyMatlockJr.com, look in the resource tab, download all of the different tools we have, podcast, seminars, webinars, everything you can think of. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, last segment today, Roy Matlock Jr. here at the Money and Business Hour. And if you have been listening and you like what you hear, and you'd like to have a chance to be a part of our expansion, we bring people in to the financial business that have never done this. I train you. You get to learn about personal finances while you're inside of a financial advisory firm. We have a plan where we'll pay for your licensing and maybe give you a good career change, or worst case, you learn something about money, make some extra income, whatever it may be. So if you've got a database and you've got influence and you know people and you're motivated, you should reach out to us and visit RoyMatlockJr.com, join the team. So today we've been talking about starting with a goal. All right, if you're just tuning in, you can go back to previous segments of the show on the podcast, Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour podcast. But today's show, what wealthy people do that most people don't. Number one begins with a plan. We pay ourselves first. We use dollar cost averaging. We maximize our retirement plan contributions. We diversify across asset classes. Those are the beginning. And then we've got a few more that we're going to get into a little bit about what I call, you know, the defense. The defense is very important, keeps you from losing. And what you want to do, one of your first line of defense is to always have an income. Now, how do you always have an income? You create multiple income streams. I have seen this. I can tell you this. You know people. They're always hustling. And you say, man, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't want to do that. All right. You don't hustle to get ahead. You hustle to not lose. All right. I see people losing all the time when it comes to their money because what they're doing is they're doing the least amount possible and they don't have enough income coming in to really save enough money. And then something happens and it's disaster land. All right. And that's why, you know, you think about this. I don't know what the percentages are of the number of people that get foreclosed on their houses, but I would imagine when they bought that house and they're standing there with the real estate agent and they're excited and they get their picture taken when they close, that they weren't thinking they were going to get booted out of the house. All right. But what happens is you get booted out of the house when you don't have any money to pay your payment and you lose it. And why do they do it? What I've noticed is, you know, yeah, things happen. All right. And that's why we have to provide ourselves a defense and insurance, different things like that. But, you know, the big thing I've always wanted to do is have multiple income streams. If you have a job, you should have a sideline business. If you have a business, you want to diversify your business into multiple income streams. And you want to have passive investments. You might have active investments. What is active? I call the difference in, you know, own rental properties. That would be an actively managed investment. My father, for years, he had as many as 40 houses. He had a full-time handyman. He managed that. He advertised it. He wrote the leases. He did all that. It was an actively managed income stream when he retired. Worked out great. Did it for a long time. He got older. Handyman passed away. We took those and moved it only into passive investments, meaning we have a few of them left. But the point being, went into investment accounts. Passive would be annuities. It would be investment withdrawal plans, you know, professionally managed money. Active might be a business, a rental properties, whatever it may be. But then what happens, you wake up one day and you're like, all right, I got multiple income streams. I'm getting closer to being bulletproof. That's what I'm doing. You know, I've always used my multiple income streams is to be number one. I have my business. Inside of my business, I have multiple income streams inside of my business. I do different things to cause income for my business. That's the first line of income is my business income. I set aside money on a monthly basis to have a second line of income. That's through investments. That's stuff that I don't have to manage. All I have to do is get the allocations right based on where I need to be, and it gets managed. I have a team of people that manage the money that I invest. Think about that. What if you had the greatest minds in the world overseeing every dollar that's in there? That's what professional money management does. So we do that. So now we're working on the defense. The defense keeps us from losing. It protects our income and our assets. That's what a defense is. We work on creating a good defense, allowing us to let our offense run. So what is a defense? It starts with an emergency fund, having a working budget. Let me give you some ideas on having a working budget. And you go to our website, roymatlockjr.com, download the budget form, and then go into some of the podcasts and search budgets. And you will get a lot of great information. But let me give you the best way to look at it. You get your budget form. You fill it out. You find out in advance what it costs. And then what you're going to want to do is you're going to have recurring expenses. I call it a draft account. And you have an account that all your money goes into and everything's drafted. Your bills, your ongoing bills, and one of the bills is you, your savings. It's going into an investment account and you have that. And then all you have to do after that is manage weekly. If you're married, you have two debit cards and you just move money each week to the amount of money that needs to be had available for different things like miscellaneous gas, eating out, doing different things like that. And you, in your budget, you have already built into car replacement. You've built into vacations, Christmas, all the different things like that. And you now are in a situation where your money is being managed. And then once a week, you do your little transfer over. You can go as far as to say, hey, I'm going to have a email or a text message every day. I've been getting an email every morning on my bank account balances. First thing I do every morning is that I check that stuff. And so, hey, whatever you pay attention to, you will do better at. And so we do that. So we get a budget, get an emergency fund. We're starting to do that. We're doing some of the things we're getting it all automated. You know, I'm an implementer. I tell people we implement. I said this earlier. We implement plans. And this is how we do. We do things like this. So go in, find the budget podcast. You'll really learn from the budget. I've studied it. The most important thing that I ever did was learn that. All right. That was the starting point of moving forward. All right. So then we create the defense. The defense also includes knowing the difference between good debt and bad debt. So let me go back in time. Dave Ramsey and I, if you're tuning in, I've had people call me. They say, yeah, I used to listen to you and Dave back, you know, something like that was 30 years. You know, we started in 1992. And back then, interest rates on houses were 10%, 8%. Some of them even more than that. And so back then, paying your home off made sense. I mean, you're getting 10% guaranteed. You know, it wasn't a bad play, all right? However, you still lock it up. And in order to get it out, you got to borrow it or sell. And so what is good debt? Good debt is something you can afford and is tied to something that appreciates. So if you have a home mortgage, don't take that advice to pay that house off when you've got a 3% mortgage. That is like gold. Don't do it, even though you've been told to do it by somebody else that gives bad advice on that, because why would you do that when you could take that money and do something much better than that? Don't do that. That's called good debt. Is it okay to borrow money in business? Yes. If you can easily pay it back and you can borrow that money and utilize that money to grow money, absolutely. That's a great way to do. All right. That's good debt. Bad debt, you can't afford it. Tied to something that goes down in value. Don't do it. That's easy. That's simple. So we don't want to finance depreciating assets, but we also don't want to get rid of low interest mortgages, especially. I mean, they'll never happen ever again. In our lifetime, it's never been 2.5% mortgages ever. All right. So to get rid of them, don't do it. All right. 3%, whatever. All right. We get a great defense. The defense includes life insurance. That's term insurance. Term is if you die, you buy term until you retire. If you're 40 years old, you might buy a 20 or 25 year term. And that allows, in the event something happens to you, it's low cost, high value, death benefit. You buy health insurance. If you're self-employed, you might do a health share. Disability income is designed in the event you can't work. Now, a lot of the life insurance policies have things if you get laid up for different chronic diseases where you can get or whatever it may be, you can get that. You want to have property and casualty. That's home, auto. You want to get it shopped. But more than anything, most of the time I run into people, they're way underinsured. If they hit an expensive car, they would have a problem, you know, because their liabilities are too low. So you want to get proper liability coverage. And as you get your emergency funds going, you can raise your deductibles. If you'd like to get a competitive quote, we have a referral partner that we can help you with on that at RoyMatlockJr.com. Most bankruptcies are tied to insurance, to lack of it. That's what happens. All right. We want to get our estate plan and documents in order. Over 60% of the population doesn't have any type of estate plan. That avoids probate to begin with, but even more than that, you've got health care, financial, power of attorneys, living wills that go along with that. That means that if you get incapacitated, especially if you're single, all right, you need to have a plan. Your estate plan includes beneficiary protection plans where they can get access to money. In the events, if you pass away and you've got everything set up, it still is going to be a period of 60 days more than likely. It could be longer to get a death certificate. So if you don't have a plan to pay the bills during that time, final expense, any ongoing expenses, then you need to have a plan included in that. It's a beneficiary protection plan that allows you to get money instantly to your executor. So there's all these different things. We check beneficiaries because we find that the beneficiaries are to the ex-wife or the ex-husband from 15 years ago and you never changed it. Or you have them listed as all children equally and you lost one of your children, all right? And it leaves out, you know, the grandkids or whatever it may be. So you just need to have it all in order. And how do you do this? You meet with a fiduciary. That's what we are. Everything I've talked about today is what we do. We implement plans for financial independence. The best way to do it to begin with is to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can schedule a phone call. We like doing phone calls first. That way you get to know us, we get to know you, and if you like us and it looks like a good fit, then it would go to either a Zoom call or it would go to a one-on-one meeting either at the office or somewhere convenient to you. But that's what we do. And then we work on it. We create a plan. We implement the defense. We implement the offense. We go to a product marketplace to get you the right things happening. And you're off to the races, and that's what we do. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. Again, visit roymatlockjr.com. We've got tons of resources to help you win the money game. Talk to you later.